American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from a land of fire and more fucking fire. This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me is my internet soulmate, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Cheers.
My production assistant sent from God, Cadillac Cam.
Hello.
And it's really exciting to have a band that we can all get behind. Take a swig of swigs.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's great to be back. I hope you haven't succumbed to what I'm sure by this point in Reno is a nuclear winter with all of the ash falling all over Midtown from the fire here in Farad. I'm sure by Thursday it is now up to 5,000 acres and has not been contained at all. God give you good luck, my friends.
Yeah. And our hearts go out to the people who live out there and
actually,
the firefighters and everybody.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
That's actually quite near a lot of incorporated.
Do we ever remember stuff. I mean, I remember that there were fires, but I never remember specific fires. Except for, like, the one where I was frying on acid and it made ashes rain down in my backyard.
Holy shit.
And then there was the one where the kids dipped the lizards in gasoline and then set them on fire. And, of course, the lizards ran into the brush. And I remember that, like several million-dollar homes burned down.
That was a real one, or was that
kids were burning lizards?
No, we were living together in Sparks for that one.
Yeah, that's a different one. That's a different time. But I remember that one just because of how it started.
And remember the one that started in Dog Valley while, like, a couple valleys over while we were camping out there?
Yes.
Not the one you were camping at.
No, we were nowhere near it. We saw it the night before and said, man, we probably won't get to camp here tomorrow night.
The
U.S. Marshal fucking kicked us out like later the next day.
You guys got to go. The place is on fire.
And there's a Ranger Rick and there was a U.S. Marshal. And their demeanors were very different.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's fire season. It's just a little early this year.
Yeah.
It seems.
It's the way shit happens.
And we had a pretty wet year.
This one is really close to town, too.
But then the wetness just stopped.
Yeah.
We're like it rained and rained and rained and rained all winter like a motherfucker, and then spring came, summer came, and it stopped.
I'm sorry, Rick. Kim can't control yourself. Do you have a valley that's on fire as well?
Your wetness stopped.
Was it not a wet enough year for you?
Was it pouring?
It was
and then
a
it dried
wet
up?
Year for me. It was a very wet year for me.
Hey, so
far.
I could use a little more Kim in my eardrums, please.
Hello.
Wouldn't it be nice?
That was the bomb.
How loud is Kim now?
Hi.
There we go. Nice.
Okay.
Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hello.
Kim.
Hey.
How are you doing, Kim? Welcome back to the show.
Oh, God. I'm okay.
Yeah,
I've had a weird couple of weeks.
Should we start with Kim?
Yeah,
here?
Let's start with Kim.
Kim really has something she wants to get off of her generous chest.
So I go on a lot of Tinder dates.
Yes,
and I met this guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, and now for a Tinder bedtime story.
Tinder bedtime story. No, I went on this date with this guy, and he was super super nice, and I took him around, and we had a really great time, and we went back to his place, and we had sex for like 3 hours and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
I'm laying there looking up at him.
Does the carpet match the drapes?
He didn't have any carpet.
Nice.
As one should.
I like a nice triangle.
Right? Okay. So I'm laying there and all of a sudden he's like, I have something to tell you. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I just got out of prison.
Oh. Dude, you were the first
yellow flag on the play.
Wait. But you were the first. Like, you were the first load blown in an actual woman in like 6-10 years.
Probably. Rick. Yeah, he'd been out for a year.
Did it feel like he was just ravaging you like 100 years of?
Okay, he'd been out for a year, Rick, not like 24 hours.
How did he? But it still felt that way. It still felt. I don't know.
Okay.
It still felt that way. But anyway, so I'm sitting there and I was like, oh yeah, haha, you're full of shit, whatever. And he gets up naked. Walks across his apartment and gets this file out of his kitchen drawer.
Oh, damn.
And I'm like, what?
How long have you known this guy? Like 6 hours?
A minute. Oh, maybe.
Tinder
6 hours.
Date, Rick. That means they saw each other's pictures and said, huh, you don't seem rapey. And then said, let's meet up in public. And then they went and boned. So, no, sorry to like
exactly take away Kim.
That's exactly how that works. Anyway, so he shows me this file, and I'm like, "Oh God, you're not fucking with me!" And I'm laying here naked, face down on this guy's bed, and I'm like, "Okay, what do I do now?" And then instead of like bolting out the door, I like to talk to people. And I find people interesting, and I'm like, this might be the most interesting person I've ever met in my life, so let's talk to him about it. Yeah, and so he told me all the details. And I still didn't believe him. I still didn't believe him. And then when I went home, I Googled him, and yeah.
Yeah. Did you wish you could sure rewind?
The sex was really good. He's really hot.
But my friend that he murdered somebody, you know, it doesn't really matter. He's hot.
He was prison dudes
hot.
Are hot.
Yeah. He was prison hot. Fuck hot.
As Rick well okay. fucking knows. Yeah.
Do dude, not say this person's name.
Oh wait, we'll not. I won't okay. ever say his name. No.
Okay,
no.
Thank you.
Was it like a
can you allude to the charges?
Yeah.
Were allegedly.
Yes. Okay.
Was it like the
when he was
thing?
No, when he was 18, he was high on PCP and meth and smothered his grandfather.
Holy shit.
Wow. I know, right?
Was this like assisted suicide or just
murder? Yeah.
Was he like
Because when I'm going to help somebody assist somebody with suicide, I always make sure to huff a bunch of PC fucking pee.
Let's make this as weird as possible.
The PCP told him that his grandpa had Alzheimer's and it would be a merciful way out.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
But that was totally untrue. His grandfather was like 60.
Yeah, it was not true.
He was like Jack LaLanne like, asleep. Like
holy shit.
I know, right?
In wow. unison.
Oh, my God.
That is really crazy. Horrible.
But was he well read? Like, did he seem articulate and intelligent?
Okay.
He
got a lot of time. He did. Well, he did. Yeah.
Well,
he
no wonder
he started
so
talking
hot.
About Jesus.
Was,
he started talking
good.
About
isn't
Jesus,
that awful?
Which is
that's
fine.
Good,
no,
right,
it's not awful, but it was just like we're.
Bad
time. What
I
about
bet you
me?
Need Jesus.
I'm also. I'm now. I'm now envisioning that you like you hooked together with like fucking De Niro in Cape Fear with a giant cross tattoo on his back.
Oddly enough, he had no tattoos.
Well, so he went in when
no
he was
tattoos.
18, right?
Yeah.
Was he ripped?
How old was he?
I was just
so
gonna
ripped,
ask.
Oh
was
my
he really
god!
Fit?
So
no
ripped.
Wonder.
Like,
he's, what else
like
are
a
10
pack. It was weird.
So well,
like,
what would you average his age was?
50 year old guy?
He was 33.
Wow.
Okay.
33.
Okay. So you could smother your grandpa on PCP and only do like 15 years.
Yeah,
you still have a very productive
years, yeah.
life 13, afterwards. Wow.
Yep.
Because,
yep.
yeah, nothing important happens between, you know, like those ages.
After he told you this, what happened?
Well, I sat there and I listened to him for an hour and a half and then I left.
And when's your next date?
he picked me up from the bus station once and bought me pizza.
That's super romantic.
And we fucked one more time.
Do you think he started working on his Tinder pickup lines while he was in the slammer?
You know,
to get out.
I just want to know who asked him, like who told him about Tinder. Like you're,
I don't know.
Tinder hasn't been out.
I think
that long.
He's been out for a year.
If he's been
has.
Out for
yeah,
a
okay,
year and like all he has to do is like get his own fucking like phone and it's all like, hey, get to download this. Everybody wants it. Tinder so literally advertises. Would you like to get laid tonight? Download this fucking app.
Like a mediocre lay.
I think that's their tagline.
Fuck yeah.
At least he was very, very good in bed. At least I have that.
So it's like Grindr for straight people.
It is.
Wow. Wait, what's the Grindr for lesbians? Because I have not
I don't know.
Figured that out yet.
I can't either.
Yeah, no.
Will someone tell me?
It was kind of, it was
her
for a
scissor.
Little bit. But
don't
like,
either one of those sites help
no,
out
I wish
lesbians.
That would be great.
Well, it's not targeted toward lesbians.
No, yeah, I think they're just like, lesbians just fuck their friends.
You should start one. Make some money.
Oh my God.
Let's call it Scissor.
Scissor.
All right,
scissor
right? Rick, I mean, yeah. like to go Rick, with the triumvirate there.
Cut yeah. that last part out of the podcast so that nobody steals.
Yeah, bleep over it. Bleep
I'm
over
sure
it.
Nobody's scissor. Thought of that yet.
Not at all.
Maybe
they always
Kimber?
Just like loop it into the other dating apps that are already out there, like OK Cupid or Bumble. There's
oh, right.
no
actually,
of course.
Timber is a really good name. When I was at Pride a couple weeks ago
for the lumberjack,
I had a lumberjack lady actually Limber push me up against a trash can. And make
sexy.
Out with me. It was weird. I was not attracted to her, but I'm like, everybody was making out with everyone, and I'm like, whatever.
Trash
can. I'm just
going to
go with it.
Was it like being kissed by a large man?
Kissing.
Kind of, yeah.
I think the
it
only
was being
more
kissed
like
a
like
large man.
Romantic setting you would get would be like
did
a fanny hut.
But you like being kissed by a large man, right?
I like being kissed by pretty much everybody.
Did you ever watch Brickleberry? Never mind.
See, there's a sweet ending to all this.
Kissing's just fun.
It is fun.
It's
is fun.
So just great. I don't
know. But she really legitimately was a lumberjack. She worked for PG&E, like, clearing lumber for their power lines.
Oh, I thought she was just like wearing the outfit.
No, no, damn. She actually was a lumberjack.
That's like, you know, like that's kind of hot.
I know, right?
Can I ask a personal question of the men? Mm-hmm. Just because, have you guys ever like came because of a kiss?
No,
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 no. Well, where are they kissing?
I went to I went to Catholic schools from K to 12. So the answer to that is yes. Unfortunately, more than once.
Yeah. One time I was making out with a dude naked. We were rolling around and he blew. And he was so embarrassed.
But
there was rubbing around. It wasn't
right,
just.
No, in some hot, like rolling around in the front or back seat of a car makeout sessions, okay. The pelvic thrusting of dry humping. Oh, yeah, I totally. Yep.
In your pants.
Yep, totally. It's so weird hearing my daughter accuse me of that.
I don't know if it's just me, but like I feel like girls, like you can just totally come with just some like making out and
yeah,
a little bit of pelvic action.
Not even like if the kiss is good enough and it like goes down your neck a little bit.
But
and
no,
your
if you're so excited about that person and whatever pent up tension there is in that moment between that. Oh yeah,
That means a lot though too. I'm glad you brought that up because that. Like, I mean, versus like making out with somebody at a bar and you're just drunk versus somebody that
right.
You, like,
no, it has to be something that it has to be somebody where there's already something there. I mean, I don't care if it's like, you know, I mean, the most gorgeous porn star walks into my bedroom and starts making out with me and she's already naked or something. I mean, I'm probably going to bang her before I come. It's not special. It's just the act.
You don't have anything else in your brain that's like setting off these gears.
Whereas it's somebody who you've been flirting with, whether it be for 3 hours or 3 months, you have built up some kind of tension, whether there is going to be sometimes an accidental trigger release.
Right. No, I like that.
Is everybody else hella turned on right now? Like
good
me?
Convo, yeah.
I am not, because we're talking about this.
When's the last time you heard me talk about this, Ricky?
Really?
No, I think that's the weird
It was a tent, I believe. Okay, never mind.
That's the most honest thing I've heard come out of Elise, too. So.
Yeah, I usually never ask about penises.
I'm glad we're not looking at each other right now.
Yeah, so. I think that's why I ask, because I'm like secluded by myself.
Are you a gold star?
Okay, this is a question. This is a question I want to put out to the universe. Are you a gold star if the only time you've had sex was in a threesome?
Oh.
No, you have sullied yourself.
What kind?
You're two and a half.
But I was very like, only because she wants to see it.
NFF?
What kind of threesome?
It was a couple threesome.
Yeah. Okay. If he did anything to you.
Yeah. A straight couple.
Even if I was like, okay, just because you...
Wow. Now, if it was a threesome with two other girls,
You did sully yourself.
You're definitely a gold star.
You're a two and a half star.
Because I'm like, I'm not a bronze star. Like,
no, you're silver, for sure.
Silver.
Like,
silver
hedging on gold.
Dude, that's just like a guy that's let a gay dude suck his dick once.
Right.
It's still...
I give her the gold star.
I was drunk.
And there's another level, platinum.
Were you under 25?
Am I the only one in the room that doesn't know what a gold star is?
I don't wait, know what
that is. Okay, thank you, Dan.
A gold star gay or lesbian is someone who's never actually had sex with the opposite sex.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
But no,
making
that's the only
making
other
out doesn't count, but like the penetration or of any sort does.
Hey, we learned something new today.
Right.
Hey. I didn't know this would be educational.
It is.
Right.
Well, I'll have my nephew listen to
I'm really glad I got to ask because I've been wondering.
He just turned 10.
Yeah.
He will be 10 soon.
Yeah. Coming from a couple of old queens like Rick and me, we know what a gold star is and isn't. and yes, I am a white cis male. but I'm an old queen.
Rory and I are both not gold star.
Rory's complicated.
Nah, gold
Nick,
star.
Nick, are you
all.
A gold star hetero?
What does that mean?
You've
never done anything with a guy ever.
That's good to reverse it. Yes.
Nick's
please.
A 2.5 star, I think. A little silver star there.
I think we should go around the room.
Dude, yes. There's
no
quick
more
answer.
Later.
Dave is
like,
very
you know,
uncomfortable right
I was
now.
Told, oh, no, I was told in college that we just would never discuss this, so please.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I just
oh, wait, wait,
pick.
Wait, Nick. Nick, wait a minute.
Just stick that in anywhere.
Were you, in fact, kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then, no, it wasn't gay. You were kidding.
I'd just suck his dick.
So I could taste
fucking her pussy off of it. Ew.
Oh.
Gross, old Nick.
Nick did say that.
Bunch of black people down there, Rick.
Yeah, down there.
Couple black dudes in that shit,
A couple
too.
Black dudes in that shit, too.
What is... Okay. Wow. So anyways, okay, continuing.
It's like Fight Club, dude. Shut up. What the fuck are you talking about?
All right, any other gold stars in the room?
Gold star. Yeah.
Gold star
well,
cis male.
I don't know. I mean, like...
I don't think it like carries
no,
on.
No, straight. Hets did not get gold stars. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, does oral count?
Oh. I get a rainbow I voted sticker. Oh. We'll just put it that way. I have. Hey,
Jonathan, you look so uncomfortable right now. Are you okay?
So you're just part of the alliance.
Can I get some a drink, man?
I got a beer right here. We're good.
Do you want to hold my hand?
Jonathan,
does this get us closer?
It's okay.
Are we closer now?
You know, I do. I want to get to some music ears, but we also, Nick hasn't been here for a couple weeks, and he did some really cool shit while he was gone.
Oh, fuck.
So I'm
going to
say, let's.
Did Nick get boned by a prison dude, too?
Let's have a song, and then let's talk to Nick about his vacation.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have a song about Tinder?
We have a song about Mario Kart. That's the furthest thing away from getting laid. So
Mario Kart, my favorite way to DUI is Mario Kart.
So,
right on.
So this song we specifically wrote it about, you know, the Mario Kart 64, stadium, the Wario Stadium.
Oh yeah.
This is about like Wario Stadium.
Wario Stadium sucks balls. Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks.
Try playing it on
a song about it.
Play it on 8.
On Ooh. 8.
There's Mario Kart 8 contains all of the best races from all of the best games.
Oh, the new Mario Kart.
Yeah.
I haven't played new Mario. I stopped playing Mario Kart after 64.
You got to come over to my house.
Sweet. Yeah.
Come over to my
Mario
house.
Mario Kart party.
Yeah. Oh, fucking A.
You ready down there, Elise?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Let's do it.
A little bit slower tempo.
Slower tempo.
Yeah, okay. It's a little fast when we just pass through.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a blue one too. On the next lap, I'm coming after you. Yeah.
I just, Nick and I just noticed something during that song, though.
You all got gold shoes.
What's up with the gold shoes?
What's up with the gold shoes?
Do you have them? Okay. Oh, real quick, before we get into this question, let's introduce all you to the.
Sounds good.
Right here on bass, we got our good friend
Jonathan Daniel.
How you doing, Jonathan?
Doing
it's good
great.
To see you, buddy.
Yeah.
And over here, host of
All Independent Reno Podcast.
The other podcast.
The other podcast.
The other guy.
Yeah, the other guy. Yeah.
And you're still doing that?
I am.
Fuck yeah.
I'm taking a summer break right now.
But hey, you're the only other podcast that's been around for 7 years.
Really? I technically haven't been around for 7 years. It used to be called All Reno Radio with Clint Jolly. And
right. Chef.
I started this new one like a year and a half ago now.
But you've been podcasting just as long as us here.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But okay, your name, Dave.
No, we're a little Dave longer, Rory. Down. We're a little longer.
Yeah, we are.
Get out, Dave. It's a trap. They're going to shut you down.
I know.
Maybe like a year or 6 months or something.
I'm trying to give him props because he doesn't work as hard
Thank
as
you,
us.
No,
I was trying
to make it easier for him to take the props.
I'm throwing him a fucking bone.
I appreciate it. But yeah, All Independent Reno Podcast, I've been doing that for a while and taking a summer break because it was much needed. So doing a lot of shows with the band and stuff. David Haydell, also known as The Kid in the band
Also former host of Reno Block Party.
Reno Block Party,
day.
Yeah.
And then downstairs on the drums, the lovely and talented
Elise.
Wall you put a finger in? Oh, wait.
Elise.
Hi, Elise.
For Elise.
Yes, exactly, but with an A.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, not an E and A.
For Elise with an anarchy A.
Yeah.
You should get a fur coat and just wear it around to be a walk to be a visible pun.
Oh, that
like
I am so behind that. But it can't be real fur.
And you can't tell anybody what it is. They have to get it.
Right. Like, I have to wear such an obnoxious coat. They're like, "What's your name?"
Right. Like, just like Elise. A big old like Puff Daddy like fake fur jacket kind of thing.
Right. I already got the glasses going. We're good.
Are you a squirter?
Riku, save that for the quiz.
Ask Cash or Grass?
I know.
I love that.
Nobody rides for free.
Dig.
Yeah, I teach my daughter the things she needs to
You're
know early in life.
You're a terrible influence, but a great father.
For real.
There's nothing in reverse about this cowgirl.
No.
No, you did not make her say that.
He's teaching her street smarts.
She
not
just sounds
smarts.
So
street
happy.
Hey, she's got straight A's in schools. Thank you very much.
Hell yeah. She has no idea what she's saying.
In multiple
and
schools.
I said, well... Yes, because they asked her to leave one. And it wasn't because of her grades. It was because
or
of
language.
Her what temper.
Who'd she get that from?
I have no idea.
Oh, yes, why we're
oh you mean
shoes.
She didn't get her way and she threw a fit and talked over everybody? How weird.
So
I don't know. Where would she get that?
All right. Hey, let's go to the strangely silent one right now.
Yes.
Nick Ramirez.
All right. Well, fuck you guys. It's been quite a journey.
Nick's totally got some shit prepared to say.
I got to head back east to the East Coast, and we flew from Reno direct. You can go to New York on a JetBlue.
Straight from
Spits
Reno
right there
to
NYC?
Like
in 5 hours. We took the red eye at midnight.
No shit.
All right.
That's
so
kind of bitching.
In my time, we arrived about 5:30. In their time, it was 8:30 in the fucking morning.
Everybody's
crazy.
Waking up and ready to do shit, and you're ready to like
sleep
another 2 hours.
And Cousin Gate, or is he, no. Yeah, Cousin Gate. Now, this is the gate in the middle, because as the story goes, you'll find the other two gates. Just like I'm Nick Ramirez III, right?
Gotcha.
You know, one of those things. Okay, so Cousin Gate picks us up. We go up to Jersey. Awesome dude.
We being yourself and your lovely wife.
Oh my god,
Mikey.
When you said Cousin Gate, I thought it was like Watergate. Like there was a scandal.
Oh. No, so it's Gaetano, but
oh
it changed
god.
It to Gaten and then
dude,
got
means,
adapted to Gate.
That means
so.
That if there was ever a horrible like thing going on with him, then it would be the gate. You know, Cousin Gate Gate. You know what
Cousin
I mean?
Cousin Gate Gate.
If it was him and his gate, then it would be Cousin Gate's Gate Gate.
The okay. gay, cousin's gate, gate, gate.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and if he was gay,
then it would be
the gay
cousin's
gate,
gate,
gate.
Gay's gate.
Right, well, okay, gay, before gate. We get too
please
crazy
continue.
Here.
What are you guys trying?
And get me off track.
Nick went on vacation.
I'm giving you my vacation. This is my audio vacation slides.
And
you
cousin,
will listen to him.
Actually,
he has a cousin named Gate.
Let's pause real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for Nick Ramirez story time.
Oh,
pull up a cup.
Hit that music for me, Rick, right?
Pull up a cup of chamomile tea, let the crickets play, and get ready to take a nap.
So, as I was saying, Cousin Gate picks us up from the JFK airport. We head down south to New Jersey. On the way, we're talking about all the things that are going on in his life and with my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my sister and brother-in-law, and my nephew-in-law, Walter. Now, I say in-law for the audience to know what's going on. These people are, you can just take the in-law right off of that shit because we are all fucking family
in
Mikey's family like a motherfucker. That's my wife, journey. Mikey, right? That's her family we go to Jersey to see. We get down there. We have so much fucking fun. Our second cousin, Gate, is the kid in Stranger Things. Plays Dustin.
Really? Wait, really?
Yeah, so
the one, with the missing teeth in the middle.
Things are kind of exciting as shit.
Are you serious?
Stop and look at that kid, and then
awesome
look
kid,
at it,
dude.
And then look at a picture of Mikey. Or
I'm
the next time you see Mikey,
right
think
now.
About it.
Yeah,
and
he's
you can
got the
totally
chubby cheeks,
the
like Mikey
resemblance
and the
there.
Squinky eyes, like the skinny
the squinky eyes.
You know?
Yeah.
He looks like he's stoned.
Holy
he ain't stoned.
Whoa,
that's just his eyes. Trippy, right?
And yeah, y'all know Mikey.
I see it. Yeah, I know Mikey from the Shames.
Yeah.
So
we're hanging out with the dad, and he's telling us about being a child star's father. This kid is awesome, too. He's been in, on Broadway, he played the child in Les Mis.
Oh, very cool.
So he did a long run of that while he's growing up, and now he's in Stranger Things. Of course, there were no secrets spilled at all. These guys are fucking professionals and everything. But, Stranger Things Season 2 is in post-production right now. So they were doing some ADR, and which, what is it, additional dialect recordings or whatever. But
the kids'
that's
lisp,
coming out in October.
Was his lisp real, or was he acting with the lisp?
No, that's real. That's okay. Real. And they even included, like, the real thing that's going on. He talks about what's going on with his teeth in the show. That's real.
Oh, wow.
There's a little secret for you. But yeah. So it was really cool. They were really like hyped around the kid. But there were so many kids around there too, all super talented. Like his brother, fucking, I can't remember all the names right now, but his brother, who's a fucking awesome drummer, played YYZ. They had a show in Jersey. We went and saw their show. The kids played Sabrina, Gayton, and fucking the drummer, who was really cool kid. We talked a lot about drumming and shit. Anyway, the Matarazzos are awesome. They had their own fucking pizza place there too, so we never paid for a fucking meal. Slept at the house.
And all you ate was pizza.
New York pizza too?
Jersey
pizza.
The crust out there, I haven't had that crust out here, you know?
Everybody says that. I've still
it's
not
true.
I've yet to experience any like New York or East Coast style pizza.
Something about the crust, dude. I mean, you know, you've tasted that kind of crust once in a blue moon out there, you like that pizza a lot, you know. But yeah, out there, that it was so good, and all the sauces and stuff, and they just such a big family, which is I'm not used to. All my family is like splintered and small, and any get-togethers, you know, maybe 10 people at the most, you know. And then we went to Uncle Gate, who was where we stayed at, and Uncle Gate's house, and Aunt Sue's house, and Sue's sister's with Mikey's mom. So that's...
Gotcha, gotcha.
Uncle Gate's house was, you know, home base. They had all these cars. By the end of the trip, all four of their cars were broken. Like, cause the
you like it was like Ferris Bueller's Day Off kind of thing.
Me and Mikey only stayed there.
The dad's convertible and
yeah, me and Mikey only stayed there a week. We rented our own car,
okay.
So we had nothing to do with that. But like through this big vacation thing, all the fucking cars
they took
broke
the car
down.
Joyriding at night and wrecked them.
It's crazy. It's like having you know like four houses to go to and hang out at.
Yeah, no. I have a big family in the
different locales.
Midwest,
and it was
that.
Just like, damn, dude, this is a family. It was a trip to experience that. But anyway, let's get to the fucking meat of the good stuff. So then we went to...
Because that sucks. Family's awful.
Yeah, Dave just left. I think he's trying to find a nice pillow.
I know,
to...
I'm just bored to death.
Either so crying really... or J.O. enter.
He's going to miss the best part of the story.
So Uncle Gate... Face faggot! Uncle Gate and Aunt Sue... had their 50th wedding vows. We got to go see that. That was really super awesome. And do the whole family thing where we danced all night. And it was beautiful. Went to Atlantic City. And then when we left the family, with all the money we saved from being there and not having to pay for shit, you know, we took it up to New York. And on the way, we stopped at Asbury Park, which was super awesome. Got some postcards and stuff and, you know, walk the boardwalk and stuck our feet in the Atlantic Ocean, which I've never been to before. So it was wonderful.
You didn't send me a postcard.
Oh, well, I got yours in the mail.
Oh, liar.
And then up the coast, we stopped at a...
I got your postcard. It's on my fridge.
Yeah, I know. I still got to hand them out.
You're both jerks.
He gave it to me when he got to town.
So we're in Jersey, and I'm a big Kevin Smith fan. Kevin Smith, the guy who makes movies.
Kevin Fist.
I want to fist Kevin Smith. Anyway,
that's how you get hemorrhoids.
Yeah, he did
Chewy
Fisting
for
Amy.
The win. Chewy for the win. Yeah, so we stopped at Jay and Silent Bob, Secret Stash. That was super awesome.
That's really cool.
Like, fucking cool. Kevin Smith Museum in Jersey. You know, do the thing. And then we went up to the original Quick Stop in Leonardo. It was dope. Got some pictures there. And there were other people who showed up right after us to do that. And you're like, fucking every day this happens in Jersey, I bet. People, you know, that's pretty impressive for a fucking stoner from Jersey to get that far and have that kind of legacy in that town, you know?
Did you guys take any, like, crazy photos?
It's beautiful. Well, yeah, we took a bunch of rad photos, like, you know?
Like trench coat photos?
No, we didn't get any costumes. God, damn it. We just went there.
Speaking of stoners from Jersey, I think Eric Stanglin's going to be putting out a CD here pretty soon.
Oh, Stanglin from Jersey?
Stanglin from Jersey. He's not exactly a stoner, but he may have once in a while back in the Bon Jovi days.
I don't...
When he was a teenager and shit, literally watching Bon Jovi.
He's a marijuana tourist. I can feel it.
Yeah.
He's a musician.
But East Ang's got an album coming out.
That's why he plays better than all of us, because he didn't smoke weed like dumb shit. Anyway, up to New York we go, up the coast. Fucking get lost on the Jersey Turnpike, of course. You know, there's a fucking expensive... what do you call this trinket to bring home? Is one of the tickets that we're supposed to use to stick back in?
Like the toll thing?
Yeah, the toll tickets.
Yeah.
We knew we fucked up and just kept going to the Lincoln Tunnel. Which, and if you've ever driven New York, anybody?
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit, dude!
I hear it's terrible.
Ooh, it's fucking crazy.
I hate driving around here, so I can't imagine what New York would be like.
Dude, if you get mad at anything out here, you have no fucking idea.
What about
dude?
Bay Area rush hour traffic?
I came
traffic
home and I was like, and you're coming down. Just all, yeah. It is so fucking
people who bitch
chill
about the traffic
here
in Reno should never leave Reno.
Oh yeah, yeah. Reno traffic is fucking
nothing.
Kids play.
Or I just ride the BART when
LA
I'm
traffic
Area
sucks balls too.
Nobody rides BART anymore.
Really?
Nobody rides BART. So I go down there like twice a month. Nobody rides BART. We just take Ubers.
It's been taken over by
Uber
gypsies and man-sized rats.
I took a BART to the A's game, and that was it, because it was
but
super
hardly anybody
easy.
Yeah,
that's smart.
Right, it was
that's
super
smart,
easy because nobody was there. It's exactly just the man-sized rats and the gypsies.
Well,
and
I'm like, I'll pay $20 to take an Uber, $2 to take the BART. I was like, I've never been on the BART before. This sounds fun.
If you're on the BART and you ever see a guy with a top hat and a long trench coat, talk to him. He might have special weapons or potions.
Like Super Nintendo games, like super rare Super Nintendo games out of his trench coat. Like,
hey, that happened at a show once, remember?
That's what I was thinking about. Like, somebody came to our show, and like, it was one of Jonathan's friends, and he's just like wearing a trench coat at Davidson's Distillery of all places, and he starts like pulling out Super Nintendo games out of his like big.
And it wasn't
like
just
it was a
one
drug
or
dealer
five.
Some
it was
shit
like.
It was
20 games.
So a bunch of years ago, I was at chapel one night with this gal, and we start talking to this drunk dude next to us, and he overhears our conversation. I was talking about selling all my video games. He's like, well, you got any cartridge games? How many you got? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, I don't know. I got like 100 a box full of fucking games from like a bunch of different systems.
Is
your like,
Zelda
well,
gold?
What do you want for it? I said, I don't know. Like, yes, yeah. My Zelda was fucking gold. And I, for the whole box of it all, like all of it, dude. I said, like $350. He's like, okay. And then it wanders off, and he comes back over from the ATM 10 goddamn minutes later with $350.
What?
I hopped in my happy ass in my car and told my girl to stay here. Keep talking to him.
Sell him everything.
I brought him a box of fucking games, and I sold every goddamn one of them
That's
to it.
Awesome.
And I made rent that month.
It's like 25 copies of
Maybe Kid Icarus. It was the same dude.
Maybe.
Oh. Years could've later, been. He's trying to get rid of it all at a bar like he got it in the first place. You
got Donkey Kong Country? I got it.
So, I just had a thing on my Facebook pop up, I feel like it's really exciting, and I have to share it with you guys.
Is it Tinder related?
Okay. No, it's not Tinder related. It's actually music related. Oddly enough, since we're on a music podcast, I feel like it's appropriate to share.
All right.
Are you guys familiar with the Alturas on the down low thing that's happening?
Oh yeah, Jonathan Chapin.
Yeah, Chapin.
Gee, I might have just played there last weekend.
Ah, shit, I was.
Yeah,
gone.
We were gonna get to Rory's weekend in a minute.
Oh no, I was in Sacramento seeing Tiger Army. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
That was a really good show. It was a real good show.
But Altura's download, the recovered Prohibition bar underneath the Alturas that is like had not been used in like 50 years.
Yeah.
Or
so,
more.
So every Sunday, this is going to be like the third one in a row. I thought it was just a one-off, but Leroy from Hellbound Glory is playing a show. Oh, again, yeah, on Sunday. Right? It was the last two Sundays, but I've been busy building a fucking giant-ass whale, so I've been too busy
to go. Wait, are you part of the whale sculpture thing?
Yes, ma'am. That's
what? That is so rad.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So cool.
Kim's been working. You've been a part of that since it was
been.
A very baby project.
Wow.
Brainchild of Matt Schultz, but the labor of love of dozens and literally dozens of people in the community.
Wow.
Yeah, I was at my friend's wedding last Burning Man. That was right in front of the space whale.
No shit. Yeah. Oh, wow. Nice. Congratulations
and,
to them. And
my
wow, thanks.
Ivan Torres.
Thanks for getting married in front of my whale.
Yeah.
Or them. Thanks to
you
them.
You've got
for
a pretty nice whale.
How
there,
close
Kim?
Is that thanks. To thanks. Installing downtown?
We will have it done by the end of July.
Wow.
We are about 100 panels away. We need help. So if anybody wants to come down and help, I will teach you how to cut glass.
What?
I will teach you how to weld. I will teach you how to caulk.
When
that
is this?
Sounds pretty bad.
I'm down for everything but the caulking.
Rick knows all about
big
that.
Black caulk.
Is it white but, black? Is it white caulk or black caulk?
It's clear caulk. So
find her on Tinder and she'll teach you how to caulk.
It's fine. Yeah.
What do they call
we're
that?
Talking about
translucent.
Translucent caulk.
All right. Hey.
Oh, back to the story.
No. Let's have a song and then we'll talk about New York.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay. Are we doing Top Secret Sandwiches?
This song is about sandwiches.
Yep.
I love sandwiches.
I had an excellent. No, I didn't.
Sandwich?
I did not have an excellent sandwich.
I had
I
an
wanted
excellent
to go to
sandwich
deli.
Yesterday from Porta Subs. I love fucking Porta Subs.
Porta
Subs
is
good.
Shit. Yeah,
it's good.
I like Porta Subs.
Yeah.
Make it the way you want.
If we have any East Coast listeners,
way
you
better
don't
than
know
Subway.
What the hell you're missing out on.
Yeah,
without
Porta Subs
Subs
good.
In your life.
Nobody
so
listens
good.
To us.
Subway sucks.
Just sandwiches.
Subway's like the, you know, it's a Kmart of
and actually,
sub-shops.
If there are people on the East Coast or in the Midwest listening to us, you do know what Porta Subs is because you used to live here. Ha ha ha! I had some, you didn't.
Oh yeah, you. The only people who listen to us that's are true. People who used
hi, Bill.
To live in Reno.
Yeah, good point.
True.
That's true.
All right,
are we starting?
Swigs.
Yeah.
I'm not a businessman. Don't take me serious. I've got a briefcase full of top secret sandwiches. I said, I just wanna eat
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I love sandwiches.
That was fun.
Dan, your band sucks, people.
I want to dedicate that to the people on the Asbury Park Beach, because that was a great beach, and they had great sandwiches. I just didn't have one of them.
I'm glad it sparked a memory.
We did eat at a great place. Fuck, I forgot what it was called. It's this blue place down by the Stone Pony. You can't miss it. It's a giant blue building restaurant, outdoor restaurant too. Like, they have outdoor seating, and like the walls come up so it looks like open air, you know? Really cool restaurant. Then we went up to fucking New York, right? New York City. And the traffic was fucking crazy. And like, we knew we had so much time to get checked into the motel or hotel, which was fucking in the middle of Times Square, because all the money we saved, we fucking, which we planned. We actually planned it ahead of time. But all that money we saved, we got to fucking one night in New York, right?
Nice.
You know, in the suite, fucking 46th floor.
Oh, it was a hotel, like not an Airbnb or something like that.
No, it was a hotel. Okay. It was a fucking, what was it called? Crown Royal. It was the Royal Plaza. Crown Plaza. It was the Crown Plaza.
Okay.
Crown Plaza. I remember because soda pop, the Royal Crown Soda.
Right, but at Crown Plaza, it's a chain of hotels. There's one in Kansas City that I've stayed at too.
Wait, somebody's still drinking Royal Crown Cola?
You goddamn right! It's the best soda out there.
It's so gross.
That's Roy's only cola.
It tastes like flat cola to me.
It's the best of your fat.
It's super.
It holds carbonation longer, and it is the sweetest flavor without being offensively sweet.
And it's like super independent because it's not Pepsi.
To me, it's a tab of colas.
It's totally.
I'm on
Team Elise.
Tab of colas.
Coke.
Is it really?
It's a subsidiary these days.
Wow.
But I mean, like, I think Seagram's owns both. Seagram's and Coke both own RC in some sort of corporate
structure.
Like
Seagram's like the whiskey?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Seagram's owns fucking everything, dude. Seagram's is one of the great corporations of the world.
Like
Seriously.
Pfizer?
Oh, you know, I think I wrote on the...
The great Canadian conspiracy.
I've seen the Seagram's like plant like in Detroit, because I visited Detroit this last year with my family, and we were riding on this like big boat out there, and you can see the Seagram's plant. Like, while you're on the, wherever the fuck that river there is that borders Canada and America by Detroit.
The Rio Grande.
Yes, right. The Rio Grande.
That was the old Mississippi.
Seagram. No. On the old Mississippi, that's where the Budweiser brewery that's now owned by the Dutch exists.
They make the best Soylent Green.
And right in St. Louis. That's where Budweiser's from.
Right.
Oh. My homeland.
Oh,
Nick is never going to finish his story.
Yeah, let me tell you about New York City. All right, so
we get to the
Crown fucking Plaza. You fucking stoners. We get to the Crown Plaza. We run upstairs, get our shit up there. It just takes a while in New York City. It takes a fucking minute to do anything there, especially anything with an automobile. Fucking involved.
Sexually.
And 70,
nobody walks
$70
in LA.
For parking. For 24 hours.
Nobody walks
for 24 hours.
Christ, are you fucking serious?
Oh, no. And it was the best deal I ever fucking took, dude. I'll tell you what. Just get the fuck rid of that shit right now. Just get fucking New York. Get you rid of your car, dude. If you live there, get rid of your fucking car, dude. That's
so
what I would do.
So what did you go do?
So then we're rushing upstairs, and you know, Mikey has to get ready to go out, you know, but a fucking, we were like, tick-tock, oh, fuck, we got to run to the show, and we were seeing an off-Broadway thing called Drunk Shakespeare, right? Like Drunk History, but it's Shakespeare.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And everybody does it drunk?
Yeah.
They pretend to
draw straws on which actor's
going to
get
ripped. There's
not much
difference.
Ripped that night. Everybody else is drunk. They drink before the show, but the one person who gets super ripped gets drawn from the straws.
Now remember your fucking lines, asshole.
They draw. So I think they pick which plays they do which nights. Monday was Macbeth. So we got to see Macbeth done.
Rad.
And I believe she played Lady Macbeth. And she was drunk as fuck. And like they make sure that you know that it's real liquor. An audience member comes and checks it all out and takes any random one he wants. You know, they don't hand him, right? He comes and takes it. And you know that this chick is shooting shots. Plus, they do a little thing. There's a little thing that happens in the middle where a bunch of liquor from different people in the audience's tables, because they're serving you liquor the whole time too. It's a fucking awesome play. You gotta go see it. Lots of drinking.
Go to New York.
By the end of the night, everybody has cold sores.
Nick brought me back a pen.
Oh yeah, yeah,
a ballpoint pen
for my friend Roy and when the writer.
And then when I wrote with it. It's a red pen.
What? The pen is red!
So to bleed upon the page, my friend.
Nice. Oh, I thought it was because you were going to write the words of Christ.
Yes, that right. too.
Was that a Shakespeare quote?
No. No. Red letter edition Bibles have the words of Christ in red.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, or, I'm sure Shakespeare
why don't you
knew
know
that?
That
and it's funny when I have to explain it, Nick.
Missalettes have the words the priest says and the audience is not supposed to say in red.
Because the priest is acting in persona Christi.
What is, wait, what is exactly. a missalette?
Oh, that's
it's like a missile but smaller.
A missalette. It's like a tampon sized missile.
You can shoot it off
now
from a wrist.
Now featuring missalette.
All right. All right. Wait. Nick's got that look
in
his face.
Sorry, Nick.
The play with as the drunk people.
As a representative of the more ignorant people, I might not know what you're talking about.
Catholic shit.
Yeah, it was really fun. Shakespeare, drunk Shakespeare, 48th and Broadway. Go to that fucking shit right there. Mikey had a great time. It was like a library was the room, like this big room. I don't know. I could show Rory the picture here.
Or you could send it to Cam.
But anyway, all the walls are lined with books all the way around. And then there's a center like pit. And then down there is lined with books too.
Oh, that's
sexy
as fuck.
It's like in the round. So you sit all the way around the whole room in the theater.
It's like, okay, if you imagine.
You're welcome to grab the books and look at
them too. Imagine the milk bar in Clockwork Orange, but instead of women with boobs that squirted milk, it was just shelves of books.
Shelves of books, man. Like,
but like layers, like stacked layers of books.
Like the whole wall is lined with books and all the way around.
And a bunch of topless women squirting ink out of their. No, that's not true.
It was a beautiful thing.
I feel like I'm going to post this photo, but you guys are all going to be very disappointed.
It is. It's a room, but it's kind of cool.
It's a room, but you're going to still be disappointed.
As a theater person,
but,
it was
but
very
to see Shakespeare, drunken Shakespeare performed in effectively a bookstore or a library, and I have completed. Thanks for being on the show, ladies and gentlemen.
It was a big rectangle, and you could tell there was a bar at the other end and a kitchen and shit that they did on that side of it because they kept bringing the drinks out from there. And I guess
when
that was, might have been the backstage,
Did they like serve like fucking like legs of turkey and shit?
They had a whole menu of crazy
times.
Shit. I think I brought the menu home.
I've seen Shakespeare Dinner Theater in Atlanta where you get like legitimate like middle-aged like Renfair food.
Oh, they know
shit.
How to rock their Shakespeare, hilarious. Okay?
Do you get a cardboard crown that you put on your head?
Yeah.
That's Burger King, not Shakespeare Dinner Theater.
Medieval times, too.
I think Elise has been
there
to
was no
times.
Jousting.
So
there was
you just get alcohol and a good time and a lot of good jokes.
Wait, it's your favorite
blood
place.
Pudding.
And if you want to come, it's a hot tip. If you're going to go to Drunk Shakespeare and you want to be a fucking center of attention little whore, you can bring some money up. And you can bid on being the king and the queen in the play. Or if they do, I'm sure if they do Romeo or Juliet, there's another position.
I'm in.
That is
you
so
go up there
cool.
and you bid on it and you bring, you know, this guy
York.
Brought this girl he just met up there.
I feel like you and I wouldn't need money, though.
And him showing off his money
my
was
wife
part of the show.
Money.
He fit the dumbass king role. And they riffed on him and made fun of the whole situation. And the girl, was like, I just met this guy, but fucking whatever. I'm in theater as well, she says.
Was it a Tinder date and was he an ex-con?
Yeah. It could have been one of those situations. It was crazy.
Did he know murder well?
It was crazy. And then we met these really cool people afterwards who were in the audience with us, right. having a great time. One of them was this Russian dude, Mark. Look up Blue Bloods on CBS, right? Or you can look it up on Hulu. Blue
right,
Bloods, season 6, episode 1, he plays a Russian dude in it. That guy we met.
Wow.
We hung out with
a
him.
Russian dude playing a Russian dude.
That usually doesn't happen.
But if I was a Russian dude, I'd tell everybody that.
Yeah,
but he didn't have the thick Russian accent when he was talking to us. He sounded like a fucking Nevadan almost.
Oh, he was a really good
just
actor.
A regular
in that episode.
Yeah, he was playing it
season
up
six episode
a lot.
One.
But Yeah, so that was really cool to meet him and his friends. Nick was the very leader and friendly guy, Nick, right? And the smoker girl wanted to smoke cigarettes and saw me and Mikey smoking and came and talked to us and hooked us all up. So we all went out for a drink. We go over to this place called fucking Ray's Backyard or some shit. And it's in New York City. It has a neon light over it. Fucking rad place. You get inside there. It's like hanging out at fucking the Shays, maybe, but on steroids a little bit.
You're right, right.
But not so much punk rock. But that kind of size of a place, plus an outdoor downstairs back place where you can smoke cigarettes or whatever.
Yay, right.
Literally, in your backyard, you could see into people's apartments, like lady doing the dishes upstairs. It was a trip.
Oh, yeah. Big cities in back east, in Midwest, like that. It's yeah. way different than you
and
see
I lived
out
in
here.
Seattle, but it's fucking different than New York. I didn't yeah. live in like yeah. the fucking Darth Vader building down in Seattle. I lived up a little bit off Broadway, so I had big city there. But now I'm New York fucking crazy, dude.
Cool. Cool.
So after we hung out there that night, then we went up to like we went to Times Square, had a fucking crazy ass time. That shit's so lit up at night. You should go see it if you have never seen it. It's fucking crazy. And this is a Monday and it was fucking popping, dude. Met this rapper dude. This rapper dude's rapping about anybody in the street getting the money, you know? Fucking street rapper, right? I rapped on fucking Broadway
you
and freestyle? Fucking Times Square. I didn't rap, actually.
Did you
beatboxed with him.
Yeah!
And he loved it. It was dope.
That's your real skills right there. Nick's
I just
master
did a
beatboxer.
You know, couple minutes with him doing that shit. We fucking high-fived. He made more money. It was a cool
yeah.
dude. Gave me some free pictures, you know. I didn't have to tip him out because I gave him
CD?
My beatbox.
Did
he didn't have a CD with him. But we met some other dudes down the street who had one. So we brought some New York City music, hip-hop home.
Right.
I'm like, dude, I have $5. He's all, what else? I'm all right, here. It's like $8. I was like, I'm going to save the $3 for a hot dog now. He's just all, what else? You give me the rest of that, dude.
I have this
I'm
ticket
all,
from a toll
okay.
bridge.
Here we go.
A hot dog,
bought a hot dog in New York that night.
Yeah.
It sucked. Yeah. It
really?
Sucked. Oh, it was the funny. Wrong cart, dude. It was like a you know, one of those like fucking street meat fucking carts. Not a good hot dog.
You know what a good hot dog is? The fucking bacon wrapped hot dogs Margie brought over to the party last week.
Oh yeah,
I still have like a couple packs of those left. I've been
Margie's
eating them every
bacon
day.
Bacon wrapped hot dogs are the best.
What is it? Is that a place or is that your friend?
No, my friend Margie bought them at a store. Oh, okay. She didn't make them herself, but they're just really fucking good.
She knows how to handle a hot dog. I'll just tell you that.
You know, the best hot dog I've ever had was in Las Vegas on like downtown area. They crumbled like Lay's potato chips like on top of it.
Ooh.
It was super good. They're like, I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm crushing chips on top of your hot dog. I'm like,
yeah.
Yes, dude.
Keep doing
and then
it.
Put onions and relish and like, you know, mustard. It's like, this is the best fucking
Wait,
hot dog
crushed
I've ever had.
I got crushed Lay's potato chips.
Yeah.
That's divine.
You could either get barbecued or sour cream and onion or regular.
Oh, I just want regular. That'd be perfect.
So ever since then, I've been crushing fucking chips.
I will put those on hamburgers. I'll put those on like ham and cheese sandwiches, so but I never thought about crushing them on
speaking
hot dogs.
Speaking of
porter subs earlier.
Do you like
you
crushing
ever...
things on hot dogs?
I don't know about crushing things on hot dogs, but
so
sandwiches.
Hungry.
I know how to crush things in the sandwiches.
But you know, you put the chips, like
yeah.
a chips on a sandwich.
Oh my God, so good. Like sour cream and onion on a porter sub sandwich.
Oh, that's
so good.
Salt and vinegar is really good on any sandwich.
Oh, yum, yeah.
Crunchy. And I don't care if it's like third grade, fourth grade eating habits. It's so good.
So good. So good.
Should we do another song?
Yeah, I think
Let's
so.
Let's have another song. All right. And it'll be time for the quiz.
Oh, I didn't finish my story, Rory.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me do the really fast version. Okay, so then we went home at 1 in the morning, had just fucking spent ourselves, you know, all day traveling too, all doing all that shit. We were so fucking tired. Had a wonderful fucking time. Too tired and drunk to fuck. Next day, we wake up. We fucking go out to Junior's for breakfast, which was across the street on Broadway. Of course, when you're walking around there too, you walk around and you're like, hey, we just walked the other way 8 blocks and around and came back
thinking
that we were looking for a place we were actually at, which was like a block away the other way. You know what I mean? One of those fucking things. So then the
Done
next
that
day
in the Bay Area, many
we went
times.
To fucking, what is that shit called? the park, Central Park.
Yeah.
It was fucking dope.
The park.
What's that park called?
The big park.
Central Park?
It's actually not that big.
It was so really fun. I love that place. I would like to go
bunch
there.
Of black people down there, Rick.
I want to hang out with all the black dudes down there for like
a couple black dudes
couple
in
days.
That shit, too.
They're really friendly and cool. And we had a really good time in Central Park, went to Strawberry Fields. Then we went to fucking little Italian bar, fucking get on the plane, come on back to Reno. And then we were like thinking, when can I fucking hear the Swigs?
Yeah.
Hey.
Fuck yeah.
It turns out they're going to be on the podcast.
What?
It was like perfect.
So coincidental. Nice.
It's just Swigs, by the way.
Oh,
oh, you took the off. Okay, sorry, guys.
There's never been a the.
There's no the. It's all caps.
When I was reading about you in New York City, they said the Swigs. It must have been a typo.
No, that's the yogurt place that they're talking about in Salt Lake City.
What song?
I thought that was a gay bar.
Yeah, in Salt Lake,
the Swigs.
Pop the fluid in me, Louie.
Spunk.
Tasty.
Don't take the
spunk.
Don't take the test tubes with the fluid that's not clear.
But what if spunk would be something dangerous?
Number three.
It's good for your skin, little girl.
So what are we doing? The song is called Sayonara Amigo. Oh, yeah.
That's
quit
rude.
Being so critical. When you learn to play a fucking guitar, you can have an opinion.
You don't even know what sayonara means.
Hey, I know what the Chinese middle finger is.
She doesn't even go here.
She can't sit at our table. Okay, she can't sit at our
she
table.
She can't sit with us. On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
I was going to say the same thing.
I think you're
my soulmate.
Maybe. I think there might be a little
maybe
connection.
Maybe a love connection,
can
dude.
Can
we've been
we
known
get
to
a
do
beer
it.
After?
Yeah, okay. Totally. Okay.
Only thing is, you'll probably
ooh.
Break
hey,
up in
hey,
a couple
hey.
Years.
Just so you had a cut glass and apply cock.
Did you say they'll wait, did you say they'll break up in a couple of beers?
Yeah. Anywhere from there to a couple years. A
couple of beers to a couple years. What's the difference?
You never know. Hey, it's still time well spent, man. And I just want to say that music is awesome. Fucking I love our guest Swigs.
Yeah.
Yay. Swigs are cool.
This is nice and fun summertime music. It really is. It's fun. It's
we have a
heavy.
Lot of fun making it, and everything happened so organically, and we're so just happy to be together that
how
we can tell.
How did let's get a little Genesis story here.
I just
how did
wanted
this come
to
about?
Say that way she just said is the same way I feel about my wife, and that we've had the best time, and I told you that story.
Oh, that's so cute.
To honor her, so that when I'm older, listening to this podcast again, I'll be like, oh yeah, when we went to New York, it was so awesome.
Dude, Nick.
And she'll go, what?
And I'll be able to listen, remember?
Remember?
And she'll be all, you're more senile than me, you old fuck.
But seriously, though, Nick, your wife is fucking amazing. And we actually got to hang out that time.
Well, she's the one who told you to say the Tinder story on the air,
she
right?
Did.
Yeah.
She's fucking
she's an instigator.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. Mikey is awesome. From
the
Shames and Eddie
best.
In the subtitles for you who don't know her.
Aww.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
I love
Penny.
It when
the Shames kick ass. I love the Shames.
Namaste.
When love is
that's
love.
Mikey.
Namaste.
Thank you, Mikey. My love. We had
so
an awesome
so you
want to
see my testicles?
That is not Mikey.
Chewbacca. Would never show Mikey
here.
His testicles.
No, it was fun, though.
HCSA
nice.
For life.
Whatever happened before me is between them, and it's cool. We're cool. We're
no.
Cool. So you're asking how we got together.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
How did you guys get together?
Yeah. We got good together. Job. I'm Dave, and I put out a thing on Craigslist, and I said I was looking for a band to play with.
Another
for,
Craigslist success story.
Another yes, Craigslist.
Pink Awful.
Dave, don't leave out the dirty details in the video.
I will not leave out any dirty details, because we, Elise
was
is actually our second
section.
Drummer. We had.
Did you kill the first drummer in a violent fit of rage?
No.
It was only one time.
No, he kind of left in a violent fit of rage.
Really?
One night.
It was
kind
of like the Spinal Tap syndrome. He just blew up
like
one day.
It was like Spinal Tap.
Do we know him?
Stumpy Joe.
Off, I understand.
I don't think you know him, but he's like been a good friend of mine for a long time, but he hasn't spoken to me since. He left one night after I told him that we were playing with Elise, and I had already told him. We had full disclosure. I was like, you haven't showed up to a lot of practice, and now we've been playing with another drummer, and he's like, what? You're playing our songs with another drummer?
Can I gotta interrupt you. I gotta interrupt you. You're pretty much describing every poly relationship I've ever been
in. That has never happened to me before, though. It's
that's
so
what
weird.
They all say, Dave. That's what they all say.
I know.
Say.
Yeah. So, but I love Chris Redden. If you're listening to this, we still love you. Want to hang out with you?
Yeah, I didn't mean any harm, Chris. I promise.
We I mean, we got nothing against you, man. We'll still like jam with you and stuff. So,
hey, Chris,
come back to me,
Chris.
Come back to me.
I secretly don't think.
Were you already
into
in the
at some point? I'm not dissing you, Elise, at all.
Okay, I was like, anyways,
no,
Chris.
No,
you're about me now.
No, we still love you. I love you. I mean, more. We love you, right, Jonathan?
Yes, it was me and the other. Their drummer that he got me off of Craigslist. They were already friends jamming.
Men seeking men.
We were looking on Men Seeking Men. One day we're rolling around in the bedroom. He's like, you're really good with your fingers.
Swipe,
you play
right.
bass.
Hey.
But it was weird because he lives like a block away from me and he's like, oh yeah, I also play with what's the other band called?
Riptide Bandit.
Riptide Bandit.
This little,
like
little
my
project
friend Andy
nobody's
little
fucking heard
project.
Of.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I went to high school with Andy from Riptide, and he's in Los Pistoleros too and stuff. And then we went and had beers.
Andy 86.
And
nice.
I just didn't know that.
Yeah.
Those guys are homosexuals.
Know?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And then we all started jamming and stuff and had like our first show like on New Year's Eve this year.
But me and John, so I know Dave. I'm Elise, by the way.
Hi, Elise.
I don't know if you can tell I'm a girl or not by the sound of my voice.
No, you totally don't sound like you're wearing combat boots and smoking a cigar.
What?
In flannel.
In flannel. And with a mullet.
Right.
But no, I knew Dave because of he works with my sister. And then he's like, hey, yeah, let's totally jam. And so we jam for a bit. And then all of a sudden, John walks in. And I have known John since I was, what, John, like
12?
12?
I think 12, 13.
Small town
years.
Reno
yeah,
kind of stuff.
Our family was kind of in the
you're
same.
Already like, connected.
Right. Yeah. Our faith.
So
like,
so
faith
you and Dave were like deep in the middle of it jamming together. And
right.
John walks in. And did he just start like joining in with
you? Yeah, a little bit.
A little
just,
bit. That is
I,
kind of how
I
it happened.
The groove.
Like you know, you're holding your the sticks in your hands and said, yeah, just strum, dude.
Yeah. And then I dropped them as soon as I saw him come in the room. And I was like, what the fuck?
Well, I kind of pushed for direction in the band a little bit. So I came
in and I just kind of guided them a little bit, and you know,
he's the dad of the band.
Because this is my first band that I've ever been in, but he's been in like other bands, and I think it's Elise. It's your and I first band. Right?
Yeah, I usually play like.
She plays in Carson, like at the orchestra.
I play
stuff
for like musicals
and
orchestras.
Like that.
And
oh,
that,
no shit.
That
oh, so
kind of
you're
stuff.
A real musician.
Yeah, yeah. She's the only real musician in the band.
Yeah, I don't actually play guitar, you know, at all. But
they're just douchebags who try to impress girls. Right. You like, you actually have
yeah.
trained at an art.
Yeah, okay. No,
you
I
learned
yeah,
on a guitar here.
Since I was like 10, so I've been playing drums for a long time.
So did I.
Oh, awesome.
Do you know our friend Jen Scafidi?
Jen.
I think she did musical theater, right?
Is that a real
She's
name?
Been doing, yeah. She's
oh,
doing musicals
wait,
down
there. She, was she in
Les Mis?
She
was in Les Mis.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah. I remember. She was
wow.
a drama.
And her
yes,
sister,
yes.
Amy.
Synchronicity.
Yes, yeah. yes, totally. And
good,
his,
good
her husband, Jim? James?
Teak. Well, Teak is Amy's husband, and Carson is Jen's
oh, I think,
boyfriend.
Oh, maybe we're thinking of different people.
We might be.
Seriously, but I think you just made my nipples hard.
I know Jen oh. also works with the legislature down Jen. There, too. At,
Rick,
lobbyist,
Rick, when did you record me saying that?
capacity.
That wasn't just now. I didn't just make your nipples hard because
you kind of did. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay.
But now we're
I
a band.
You
like
jog your
I feel like Chuck Woolery, and I am setting up the love connection right here. Hey, in two and two, we'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm
Kim's going to head downstairs real quick.
I'm glad I set you both on wooden chairs. They're easier to clean up.
Oh. Just don't flip them over, you know. The
so, Bachelorette behind drum number one. What would you do
if Kim was a lollipop? Oh,
that's a really good quiz question, actually.
Wait, what was that again?
Ah, hey, quiz. What quiz? We have a quiz?
There's a quiz?
Uh-oh. Well, we have to have music for that.
I didn't study.
Oh, hit it.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
I was Mr. Ramirez, but
yeah.
Let's try anyway. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls, it's time for my favorite portion of the show where I'm going to embarrass our guests and make them feel really uncomfortable telling these things to each other. Are you ready to play?
Fuck yes.
Yes.
Yay. Yay.
Let's do this.
Yay.
Jonathan, starting with you.
Okay,
what should be the starting question? What is your favorite drunk food?
My favorite drunk food? Probably just those Jack-in-the-Box late-night munchie meals.
Oh, their little box meal?
Yeah.
Thing.
Those stoner
like
box.
Something ridiculous. Yeah. It's like a chicken / grilled cheese sandwich and is on fucking French toast bread or something ridiculous like that.
I think it's on a grilled cheese sandwich.
On a grilled cheese sandwich.
And then there's like, have you gotten them where there's like the game on the inside of the box?
What? There's games on
there's
the middle?
Games
I've been
on
too
the
drunk to
the
like.
Box.
Hey, let's get some Jack in the Box after
the
beers.
All right, moving along. We're taking too much time. Dave.
What,
Dave same question to you. Favorite drunk food?
Also Jack in the Box, but it's specifically Ultimate Cheeseburger, large curly fry, and sometimes jalapeno poppers, sometimes not.
Okay. All right, Elise.
I would
your
have
favorite
to
drunk food.
Say hot Cheeto fries. Dipped in cream cheese.
Wow.
Or nacho cheese.
Damn. That's very revealing about your personality.
Right? Because it's like buttery and soft and like but you dip it in something
else. Hey Elise, when you use the bathroom, is the door open or closed at home?
I live alone, so open, definitely. Okay.
Dave?
Closed.
I just had to start closing mine. I used to live in the basement, but I moved back upstairs, so gotta close it now.
Jonathan, how many books do you own, my friend? It's in the years 5, 10, 50, or 100.
I'd say around 20.
And what was the last one you read?
I just read this book called Irresistible. It's about cell phone addiction.
Interesting.
That's good for a bass player, I think.
How to be irresistible?
It wasn't like a self-help book. It was more like a study book.
I mean, having 20 books is good for a bass player.
Oh, okay.
And the fact that you read something.
That shows you're more intelligent than the average bass player.
Oh, thank you.
Right. Way to go.
Dave?
I own about 35 or so. The last one I read was In Cold Blood, Truman Capote.
Damn, how was that? I've been meaning to check that out.
It was really depressing.
For the last 30 years.
Because really? It's a true story, so yeah, it was kind of a bummer, but I got through it.
I saw the movie with the dude who died.
The movie's
playing
good.
Him, and that was really, really upsetting.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, yeah.
Yeah.
So read
was,
the book, and you'll be super depressed
so
for like a week.
So sad.
Truman Capote doesn't write happy things.
No, not at all. Well, except Breakfast at Tiffany's.
He never really read anything.
Is
that happy?
Breakfast at Tiffany's isn't happy times? Either.
That's not
it,
happy.
But it doesn't. It's not like a fucking feel good at the end.
It's happier than In Cold Blood.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, Elise, same question to you. How many books do you own?
Do we include like music literature?
Are they books?
Yeah, they're like,
then yes.
Books.
Yeah.
So like, over 100, easy.
Okay, okay.
And then probably I keep the Four Agreements by
uh-huh,
my bed.
Uh-huh, okay.
But like, I think that's what made you gay.
But yeah. That's something you go to. That's like a Bible or something you go to
yeah,
for a touch. What's the last book you read?
Invisible Monsters.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dude, that was so upset. That was so, it's, the ending had very, too many twists.
Yeah.
I was with
I was
it all the way
confused.
Through.
I had to reread it a couple of times.
All the way through. Like, I'm
it
with
about?
It. I'm with it. I'm with it. You don't even, it's about,
you,
it's about a beautiful girl that gets her face blown off and she has no lower face and it's
modeled.
It's really fucking upsetting.
Pretty people.
How
why would
like
you even
so
start
much.
That book?
Oh, I didn't know what it was about, but the very
Chuck
beginning.
Chuck Palahniuk, the same guy who wrote Fight Club.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Gotcha.
And the very
yeah.
beginning, the very beginning has the magnificent line. It said, "There we were, the
yes.
victim, the murderer, and the witness. All of us thinking that we were the main character."
It's like a Quentin
so
Tarantino film.
It's really
film.
Well. It's but then there was too many flips at the end. There was too
I
many
know.
Surprises.
Yeah,
at the
just
end.
Like Quentin Tarantino.
I'm like, fucking relax with that shit.
No, you're right.
Ruined the book.
I did. All right,
moving on.
I'm sorry.
Anyways.
Elise, what was the first rock show you ever went to?
Oh, I was probably 10. I don't know if you can class a Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah!
I was like 10.
That's a rock show.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's
and I was
a
like,
rock
why
show.
Are people passing around cigarettes?
Why are they sharing them?
Yeah, isn't that like an individual thing?
Dave, first rock show.
I think I have a good one. Guns N' Roses, 94 at Lawler Event Center with the Brian May Band.
Nice.
I was like 10 years old and my parents took me, so.
Nice.
Brian May Band was Queen after, Freddie Mercury.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. 12 years old, Arco Areno, Red Hot Chili Peppers with Stone Temple Pilots opening up.
Ooh.
Nice.
What year was that?
Probably was like 98, 99.
I might have went to that.
I went
that tour because I saw that same lineup in Vegas.
Yeah.
They played together a couple of times in a couple of different tours, though.
Yeah, okay.
Like, they
might have been later. I think mine might have been.
Older brother took me to it. It's kind of what got me into music in the first place, was seeing that shit
nice.
Live when I was like 12.
Yeah, they're good. Both those bands.
It was amazing.
Jonathan, are you currently dating somebody?
Fuck no.
All right, if you were dating somebody, who would you? Who would be your celebrity bone down? Like, who would be the one that you would get to like?
Bone
bets are
down.
Off.
Fuck off your relationship completely, so you can.
Are
have
we talking about looks or just like?
No, just fuck off your relationship completely because you're attracted to the celebrity.
Kate Upton.
Hmm. Little throwback there. As she is today, or at her prime.
I don't know. Did she
Are
get
you
fat?
Implying that today is not her prime?
Yeah. Has she slid? What's going on?
She
hit the wall?
Has she gone down?
I'm just saying.
Like 2 years ago, for sure.
Some people like Christina Ricci and Adam's Family. Some people like her in Buffalo 66.
What?
Oh, that's good.
Dave, celebrity bone down. Are you dating somebody?
I am dating my girlfriend of 4.5 years.
What's your timeout?
Shit, timeout. The first thing that came to top of my head is I'm watching Silicon Valley. So the girl with the company
Monica?
From Silicon Valley, Monica,
yeah.
with Silicon Valley, probably really? First thing that came to my head. When you said
Who? Yeah, an actress name for us here?
No, I have no idea.
Google it.
He's all about the looks. She's on TV.
It's just top of mind awareness. I don't know.
All right, Elise.
Anna Faris.
Ooh.
Nice.
Anna Faris.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, because she has a great personality and she's super cute and I would fucking,
When you need to jiggle the bean a little bit, what are your favorite keywords in your search to jerk?
Who's going first?
Elise. Oh, yeah, Elise gets to
are
go.
Are we on Pornhub?
Well, what are your favorite keywords?
Okay.
If that's where
you're going. Imagine we're on Pornhub. What are the keywords?
All right,
that you
seriously,
put in?
Sin Sage strap on.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sin Sage. I just recently discovered
Wait a minute,
my
what
favorite
is that?
Porn star.
What was the first word?
Sin Sage. Her name is Sin Sage, and she's a great lesbian
Sin.
Porn star.
How do you spell
strap on?
Write that down.
But I don't know. Just because
is she
like,
attacking men
like
or women
empowering.
With it?
Oh, women. She's a lesbian porn star.
Right, okay, so all lesbian porn.
All lesbian
porn. But that sounds like lesbian porn for men.
No, I'm just saying that that's
women.
My main...
Yeah. That's
like,
her go... This
that's,
is,
okay. That's what links me to all of her other shit.
You know what I mean? Like, if you search that versus just Sin-Sage or just Sin-Sage lesbian, you don't get as much as
but
you do with
Sin-Sage
strap-on.
But it's the strap-on. You know, that's like, your, right, like, that's the dial it in.
Yeah, yeah. It, like, leads you to all the other shit that she does. Mm. And, but she's like,
do you like it in your face?
I love it in my face.
Yeah.
Sit on my face. I love it.
your bandmates are blushing so goddamn hard right now.
Learned so much about you.
Oh, that's so great. I really like that I'm the away kids, from you guys, you guys right now because I probably would have never said that in front of you. I am all by myself and I'm liking it.
Really happy about that. Yeah. Oh, see, I thought that's where Kim ran off.
Cross your legs, honey.
She went to look at the strap-on porn with you. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Dave, what are your favorite keywords in your search to jerk?
Oh, keywords. Oh, I thought we were just a new one.
Keywords,
I would
yeah.
say, like, solo. Like the solo kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, like dudes jacking off, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I prefer, like, solo masturbation shit because then I don't have to, like, one, hear a dude grunt. No offense, you know.
You don't like looking at the penises?
I don't like looking at the dude's junk, and I don't want to, like, hear the grunting because that's, like, not turning me on at all. So, you know. Yeah, the girl doing it by herself, like being like, yeah, do you like this? Yeah.
I'm behind
solo stuff.
One.
Dude, with jack-off porn, I also feel like nobody was, like, exploited.
Right, no exploitation.
Nobody did anything.
Who they does, set up their phone. Right.
Who
they set up their phone.
And who doesn't like J&O? I mean, yeah.
Fucking A, it's like, oh.
When they tilt that head back, you're like,
anyway. Well, they're by themselves. They're in like a hotel, or they're like in their bedroom listening to rap music in the background, like really loudly.
They got headphones on. I'm like, why are you got headphones on while you're filming yourself jacking off?
Yeah, because weird. they want quality audio. That's why, Rick.
Because right. It puts them in the mood. Because that's how they do it. That's their comfort zone. Jonathan, what's your favorite keywords?
All natural.
Mm. What?
Wait, what does that
what
mean? Like, what
does
fake say to me?
Big titties, unshaved,
this is a bullshit
amateurs.
Answer.
No.
What's your
yeah.
real answer?
No, all natural okay, no, has Laura, all
what,
of that.
Yeah, well, John,
right.
what is okay, natural?
Maybe sans the not shaved part.
No,
just like girls that look more natural that aren't like completely huge fucking fake tits.
So do you mean amateur?
Job,
outdoors exhibitionism. All natural.
Liberal porn.
That's amateur
sure,
porn.
Sure, we'll
John.
Go with that. We'll go with that.
No, but also amateur porn, the good stuff about that is usually whoever's being filmed isn't being coerced at the time, despite the fact that they may not know that the video was released on the internet.
I used to go for the like, oh, girls touch each other for the first time. And I'm like, nah, bitch, I'm past
yeah.
this.
Bullshit,
yeah,
that's
bullshit,
the first time.
Yeah.
Like a nice ugly
you don't
triangle.
Know what you're doing.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, girl.
If you don't know what you're doing, why are you licking your finger up to that third knuckle?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Next. I had entirely too much fun with that question, with you guys. Lover, brother, or mother? Trapped on a deserted island. Who do you cannibalize first, Jonathan?
Mother.
Okay. Dave?
Brother.
Elisa?
Brother, because I don't have a brother.
Mm. Wait a minute.
Best friend.
Count. Well, that doesn't count.
Wait. Best, yeah. Best friend. Oh. Mother. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And at what age and what was the circumstances of when you decided it was time to give it up?
The loss of your virginity.
Oh, dun, wow. dun, dun.
Who's first?
Me. I'll go first. 18.
And where? Describe the circumstances.
Oh, it was this girl that... You remember
what
Archaic?
What was his name?
Do you remember
no.
Archaic? That place...
Archaic!
Oh, my
Archaic.
God, Archaic! Yeah.
You got down yeah. at Archaic?
No, not at Archaic. She was working there, and I was working at the Philly Cheesesteak in Sparks. And
right down the street from where Rick and I lived.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
Time.
So, you probably made us sandwiches.
I was making have. Sandwiches, and she drove up, and she's like... I was like, hey, do you want anything else with your sandwiches? And she's like, yeah, how about your phone number? I was like, oh, okay. And then she worked at Archaic. Her name was Van. She was like this Vietnamese girl.
Hey.
And so, you know, we went to a couple shows and one thing led to another, you know, music.
Was nice. It at Archaic? Yeah.
No. It was at my house.
Sorry.
No, no.
All right. Is it your house? Your parents home?
I was living with my mom at the time, yeah.
Was she home?
No. God, okay. No.
God, no.
No. House was empty. So, okay. And it was both of our first times, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
She's such a liar. She probably was lying.
Can we just roll the tape from like March 7th, 2015, the Hexa Shooter podcast?
Oh,
I already answered this question. Yeah. There.
Actually, you'll get a pass and 50 points on this question. Elise.
When I realized I was gay, so I guess that would be when I was 18, in the back of my Ford Explorer by a water tower. We told her parents we were
that
at the
is
library.
So like not metaphoric at all.
Right.
Ford Explorer water tower.
Seats were down. I had red interior.
Oh my god! Oh. Like you're just a walking fucking and you've got that short little messy haircut. You're a walking stereotype.
But no, I used to have really really long hair, like past my boobs. I used to have long hair. That was in my long hair days.
I'll think about that.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I can send you pictures.
That'll go in the bank.
I think Kim's thinking about it more.
Yeah? Oh, fuck yeah.
All right. Let's go to rapid fire questions. Rapid fire. Who wins in a fight, Elisa, donkey or a walrus?
Walrus.
Donkey.
A donkey will drown.
Dave.
Donkey. Donkey.
Land or sea? Oh, question's coming back
at
you.
Rapid fire, motherfucker.
Walrus.
All right, thank you. Gay or ginger? Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Ginger.
Gay.
I'd rather be gayer than I am right now.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Elvis.
Beatles.
Sorry, I have to go Elvis.
Definitely.
I'm sorry.
Beatles.
I love Elvis.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Trek.
Oh, my God. Star Wars.
Oh,
Star Trek.
What?
She's the
bastard, Dave.
Of
I love Star Trek.
Yeah.
Hamburgers or hot dogs?
Hamburgers.
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 Hot dogs or tacos?
Tacos.
Tacos.
Hamburgers.
Wait. Tacos.
Like, flour or corn?
Flour.
AIDS or cancer? Which would you rather have?
Shit.
What one has a longer life expectancy now?
Wait, is it
wait a
full
minute.
Blown?
What was it? AIDS
or cancer?
Oh, cancer.
Yeah, cancer.
Yeah.
I would actually AIDS? Go with AIDS.
You're
yeah.
shaking your head, AIDS?
No. I'd go with
beat
AIDS.
Up.
I work at a cancer clinic, so I'd go with AIDS.
Ooh. Beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Arrested.
I'm such a pussy. You yeah. are what you eat.
Beat up.
You get a free beat up with every
have
arrest.
Have you been arrested before?
Yes.
Okay.
You get a free.
And I've been beat up before too.
And
by
I'm
a
right,
girl.
You
in
get
the
a free beat up with every arrest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coldplay or a cold sore?
Coldplay.
Coldplay. Yeah.
Yeah. Coldplay. Coldplay doesn't last forever.
Nickelback or herpes?
Herpes.
Herpes. Yeah.
Nickelback doesn't last forever either.
Herpes. There's medication for herpes,
but it's a stance.
Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Rip Taylor.
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
Because he's so mysterious.
All right. I want to start with Jonathan on this one. No, I want to start with Elise on this one. Hand job or blow job?
both. At the same time. Oh. You
hey, whoa. Now.
Yeah. You do both at the same time.
You can,
time.
But yeah. Dave, I have the parts where you can do that.
I'm going to have to hijack Elise's answer and say both. Because you got to be
you
working
can't
the hands
do it
and
the
balls.
Same time with either. It's
yes, you
either
can. Or. Have you ever seen a blowjob before?
No.
Yeah. You can give handjobs to other people while you're giving a blowjob.
That
blow
is
job.
Very true. Yeah, no, I didn't think about
that's
that.
A totally different
you can
scenario.
Give handjobs to people saying. While you're getting a blowjob. They don't
can
have to be.
Both?
What do you think? and
ooh,
now we're
guys,
done.
You guys. Yeah.
And Rick just made me feel dirty
flustered.
And a horrible
I'm
father.
I'm a little flustered up here.
I'm like hungry and horny at the same time.
I would tabulate the scores here on my calculator, but I think it's really clear who wins. My new favorite best friend and crush, Elise, is the big winner.
Thank you. I love you guys. Oh, I'm having seriously so much fun.
Well, good. Now I want you to entertain me some more. Play another song
fuck
right
yes.
now.
So how about we do a song that's going to be on the radio soon on the X?
Ooh.
Yeah.
We'll do
okay,
it.
Yeah. Cool. This Thursday, X is going to be playing this song.
B-side
what
exclusive.
Time? What time?
6 a.m.
6
p.m.
Okay.
Play
it Thursday.
Play it totally in a different key and timing, so it sounds totally different.
Fuck no. Cool. We recorded the song at Dogwater Studios.
Where's that?
I really have no idea at this point.
They blindfolded us on the way there. We can't tell us
the
exact
it was just
location.
Like the bat cave. Yeah. We had to use the bat gas.
Yeah. You can't come in without the bat blindfold on.
You call this a studio?
This song's about sleepwalking to your death. We'll be right back. Yeah.
That was weird.
Fuck yeah.
That's weird.
It's cooler than that, Riku. You don't know shit about music yet.
You call that music?
Hey, speaking of music, what do we got going on this week?
I'm good at making
fun of
things.
What do you guys have going on? Where can people find you on the internet?
We're on Swigs, .bandcamp.com. We have two songs out on our Bandcamp page, and we're going to be doing an EP release show soon.
Fuck yeah!
If you look us up at just Swigs, it's like Swig at Swigs Band for any of the social media stuff.
All caps.
All
right?
Caps. We are capital Swigs.
They are shouting at you all the time!
Swigs!
Yes.
Nice. Actually, they go Swigs a lot.
Do you have a show Swigs coming up?
The next show, we're booking a show right now for August 18th at Whiskey Dicks. And we're going to put together like a couple bands to play with us, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're doing like a little small tour thing.
Guys, I'm so excited.
We're going down to L.A. with Los Pistoleros. We're hitting
That'll be a fun trip.
Yeah. We're going San Jose and then L.A. with Los Pistoleros.
And Nevada City, I think we're hitting up before.
Possibly.
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
A lot of earwigs. Yeah,
there are.
There,
there are, in fact, especially in Nevada City.
And we're playing Offbeat Festival this year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Hey. Where are you offbeating at?
We have no idea yet. It's still being
figured out.
But November 4th or 5th?
It'll be, oh, no, 3rd or 4th.
3rd or 4th.
Yeah.
My bad.
Cool. But go see Beauty and the Beast in Carson
all the other weekends.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll be playing.
When is this?
In the... every weekend in November, actually, down in Carson, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. I'll be playing percussion, except for the night that we have our offbeat show. So,
Okay. A little tie-in. I got to watch some of that movie on the plane coming home. Torino.
Oh, Beauty and Beast.
I actually really liked
with Hermione Granger.
Yeah, you liked it?
Yeah. I. You know, usually when they add new songs to musicals and stuff, I'm like, ah, this is lame. But the new songs that they added actually added to the story and didn't take away from anything. And
cool.
Then the CI, like, it was just cool. The graphics were cool. I wasn't disappointed. I was excited.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disney controls Star Wars.
Anyways. Yeah, it does. Now it does. That's why I chose Star Trek.
Same.
Yeah.
All right. Nick, wait, do you know of anything fun events happening this week? Specific
let's see
stuff
what's
that you're
going
doing.
On. The 15th, I believe, Roxy Colley's playing with Rooftop Becky and fucking Year of the Fist. Oh, they're so good. Over at Sassabration in Carson.
Oh, nice.
I think it's an all-day event, so just look it up, Sassabration or Sassafras Restaurant in Carson City.
I think they're also doing a really cool gay pride event.
Yeah. It's
oh, God, that is this weekend, right?
Yeah,
this weekend is Reno Pride.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Oh. Anyway,
is that 2 weeks?
No, the 22nd, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 2 weeks.
We might be a week ahead, but we're still out of Pride down there.
Yeah.
Everybody's welcome, and it's not just, it's not all a Pride event. It's a music event. It's a Carson City event. But everyone is welcome.
I mean, this month.
Especially the gays.
This month is just.
You're finally really,
this
really
month
welcome
is just
somewhere.
So stupid with lots of fucking events. Like, every week this month, there's just shit everywhere. Get out of the house. Go do something.
I have, like, six shows in the last part of July. I got
so many things.
It's fucking crazy.
Over at Bruca, please do yourself a favor and go see Next to Normal.
It's a musical, right?
I've heard that's really cool.
It's a musical directed by John Frederick, starring Corey Lynn, starring Ryan Kelly.
TJ's mom.
Who the fuck else is in it? Like, a really strong cast.
Kelly is awesome.
Wonderful,
actor.
Wonderful people.
We have
wonderful,
some talented people in
singers.
Reno. It's very cool.
But please go check out Next to Normal. Most of the same ensemble put the show on, I believe, at TMCC about 5 years ago. And they were able to bring together, I want to say, most of the same cast again here at Bruca. And I know they've all been working really hard to put together a really phenomenal performance that has gotten nothing but stellar reviews from everybody in the scene and all of the magazines in town and stuff.
Cool.
So it's running for, I think, just a couple more weeks here. It may be selling out. There might be standby tickets to
musicals
get.
Musicals always sell out.
Yeah.
Get your tickets early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my pick for Friday is definitely going to be Sky Cats.
Sky Cats.
We got Sky Cats coming up in about a month.
Future guest of the show.
Grace Hayes and Bazooka Zach, man. Oh, my God. They have a video out on their Facebook page.
It's phenomenal.
Check it out. Cameron Paris actually did the video. He's a good friend of mine. I would go see that on Friday at the Saint.
That's gonna be really cool.
And check out I always know the things, and I always post about the things on the Bluebird's podcast.
Bluebird's got
so
stuff going on this weekend.
Bluebird has things going on. Just check the blog. Check it out.
Yep. Kim's better at me than I'll do.
I get out
that.
A lot.
Yeah.
I get around.
We thank you, Kim. You
she doesn't
are
like welcome. She cares.
Right. Like
so
we
welcome.
Like we used to once upon a time. Aww.
She's got passion.
Yeah. Well, I other than that, I really got nothing except I'm just, you know, still kind of honeymoon blissing at my new house with my new wife.
How was the new house?
I missed the party. I missed it. I'm a bad friend.
Oh, right. We had a housewarming party.
I ended up on the roof. She did.
Everybody partied and we danced and we had so much fun. And Diana was making people aggressively go down the slip and slide with her and ended up dislocating her knee.
You needed a nurse and I wasn't there.
That's how much fun that was.
And then
a couple of hours later, I was cleaning things up at the party. It was late and I had taken my shoes off and nobody mentioned that a bottle had been dropped in the backyard. And I sliced off the entire underside of my big toe. Like not so deep that it was like, you know, like bleeding where I needed gauze and stuff, but there are little toe prints all over the outside of the house.
You needed
and now
I wasn't there.
And basically I took off the entire callus. That thick layer of dermis on your big toe.
Oh, nice.
There's only one little spot where it was bleeding out of. So it's not that bad. But it
could have been.
It could have been a lot worse.
Good thing you don't take care of your feet, huh?
Yeah, clean up after yourself.
Actually, no, I do take care of my feet. And I've hurt myself, which is exactly why I was able to halfway hurt myself and not like make it more severe. I had the quick reflexes of somebody who regularly injures themselves.
Very cool. So that's what's going
great
on this
party.
Weekend. It was a great party. Rick, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, I'm off vacation now, so this weekend I'm recording The Amazing Prince Robot.
Yeah.
I wore their shirt to Jersey.
Oh, dude,
what
so
the fuck is that?
Come to Reno.
That's some Reno shit. Reno is fucking.
You wouldn't even believe it if you saw it.
Yeah, you want to see one of the best music scenes in America? Come to fucking Reno. Yeah.
Nobody believes us yet, but we're working on it.
Dude, and it's come so far.
I hope they never figure it out so that we can just keep bubbling with all the rad shit.
You'll like Prince Robot, Jonathan. Okay. He shrugged his shoulders.
Dave, you were talking about Prince Robot.
My friend Rachel is good friends with one of the guys from Prince Alex or something.
Yeah, Alex.
Yeah, and he's been to a couple of our Swig shows now. He's like, I love you guys. I'm like, I love you guys.
What?
So it's like a mutual like love.
That's so
you guys
cool.
Gotta play a show together.
Yeah. I'd love to play a show with them.
Alex might even be listening. So love connection again right here.
Well, what's up, Alan? Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry, we're gonna have you guys play another song, but I'm gonna close out the show right now. For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater, Dick, Cadillac, Kim, all the kids and casting characters here at the podcast, as well as our good friends now here in Swigs. This is the Reverend Rory Dowd telling you that life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. You know I took my baby down to the candy store. She wanted something sweet. I ain't talking almond joy. And then I saw my baby another candy shop. She said she liked the taste and the feeling of the pop. Rocks! How many licks does it take to get to the center of a tootsie, a tootsie, a tootsie, a tootsie pop,
a tootsie, a tootsie, a tootsie,
a tootsie pop. And then I saw my baby around the girl next door. They say that three is company, but I ain't keeping any score. No! And so I took them both down to the candy shop. They said they liked the taste and the feeling of the pop. Rocks! How many licks does it take to get to the sun?
You know I took my baby to the candy store. She wanted something sweet. I ain't talking almond joy.
Am I living in hell? Is that it? Have I gone straight to hell?
Dogwater Studios.
And I ain't your maid anymore, bitch.
Allegedly.